Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do you know what I was thinking on the way over?
Well,
do you know the band? Was that called Snow Patrol?
Yeah.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
It's just such a... Because I'm thinking Paw Patrol. It's just a stupid fucking name.
Panic at the Disco? Do you think that's a good name?
No, absolutely not.
So what would you call your band?
I had a band.
Oh, yes.
We were called Flex.
Okay, sorry.
So
Apologies. That was my fault. You probably call it like...
So shut your fucking face! Hello and you're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
And I'm Carla.
Sorry, I just did something with the sound. When you play it back, it's in one ear and then the other. And then when you're recording on this different setting,
yes, it is.
Fuck.
I know, I only twigged that one last week.
How was it? Don't touch the equipment. We're still using this shit equipment.
We're still on this shit equipment, guys. I actually want to fucking... Do you know we've been through like 8 different iterations of equipment while we're waiting for ours to be fixed? Anyway, producing is piss easy until things go wrong.
Yeah.
And I think the issue is everybody thinks I'm a shy producer because the equipment's shite, but it's actually...
It just coincided.
It's actually just coincided.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's actually not me.
Yeah, well, I'm producing this one and it's still shit. So.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
So, that's what I mean. So it actually wasn't me. Okay, it actually was not me. We hope that we've figured it out now. A little bit. So the last episode that I think that I figured it out in was the one on Patreon that I did. That was with Tom. We did an hour and 40 minutes talking about our holiday. Because a lot went down on our holiday.
The drama just follows you around
the world. The drama follows me around the world. And I was literally sitting there being like, is it me?
Am I the drama? Am I the drama? I think so, yeah.
Am I the drama?
So you had a new baby as well while I was gone.
Well,
producing,
that was my new practice.
And it's a fucking problem child.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? Everything's grand until it's not.
Yeah, that's very true.
Everything's fine until it's not. And especially, we've been working off our other equipment for how long now?
I know, yeah, about 2 years.
2 years? So you kind of just forget how to do anything
else.
You take
it for granted.
Yeah, that was silly of us. Anyway, Jen's back. Crazy.
I'm back, bitches. How
She's
are you?
She's a mama too.
Happy fucking Christmas, happy new year, the whole shebang. My child's sound.
Yeah, your child's very sound.
She's sound.
She is sound.
She's a Sag female. I knew it was going to happen. I said it before I went in. I was
she's a cusp, is she not?
She's a little bit. Like, I put in her, I tried to do her natal chart. And I do think she's a Sagittarius moon. Whatever the fuck.
Oh, she's a Sag moon
She's like
too?
Sag. Ooh. She has like a lot of Sag in her.
Placements. Wow.
So I think, I'll have to get on to Astro Huns to get them to do it properly because I probably inevitably fucked it up.
Yeah.
I think she was born at 25 past 6, but it could be 25 to 7. I don't know. But it was...
It's every 10 minutes for the ascension and every 2 hours for, I think, the moon. Or that would be backwards.
I don't fucking know.
We'll have to re-listen to our episode with the Astro
Huns. We will, yeah.
It's all there, guys, if you're in the mood for it.
Yeah. No, but she is. She's sound, I have to say. I'm fucking delighted with her. Like, you'd forget she was there. You'd feel a bit bad.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You're like, oh, Jesus, there you are.
The little pipsqueak. She's like, eh.
Jesus Christ.
Her name is Fia. And for anybody who doesn't follow me on socials as a visual, because I was given out to by somebody. So I spelled her name F-I-A.
Oh no, do they come in being like, if it should be F-E-A-D-H?
No, the words were, it's actually F-I-A-D-H. And I was like, no.
F-I-A-D-H. I thought it was F-E-A-D-H.
No, I think it's F-I-F-A-D-H.
Imagine somebody saying that to you about your own child's name.
It's actually, maybe the actually wasn't there.
Was it on a comment?
No, it was a DM.
Oh, fucking send that to me now.
I was like, no, it's been pretty intentional. Like, since conception, we've known her name. Like, do you know?
Yeah, I know, because when we'd talk about her, I'd use her name.
Yeah.
Which I find fucking bonkers, by the way. I hate when people call their name. Do you remember we had this unpopular opinion? Yeah, I fucking hate when people name their babies before they've had them.
Yeah.
But it was just easier saying Via.
I know. And do you know what it was? Like, because even when you said to me, like, about the gender reveal, you were like, well. And I was like, Via's en route.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
we've been talking about this for months.
For a boy, what were you saying again? You liked...
Tommy.
Do you like Tommy? Mm. Did you like James as well?
No.
No, that was someone else. Sorry, that's someone else. Everybody's having babies.
And look at everyone. If my DMs are anything to go off, Fia is going to cause a new pandemic in 2024. Like, the ovaries are flying around Dublin. They're like, oh my God, she's a fucking... Like, and this is... Do you know what? This is the furthest I've been away from her, and it will be the longest I've been away from her since she was born as well. Nice. So if you hear a bit of sloshing and a bit of banging, it's probably just my ovaries trying to get out the door.
All right.
Do you know, like...
Yeah, like, trying to get home to her.
My baby. My little baby. I know, she's great, though. She was a little 6-pounder. She was a teeny tiny top.
She's tiny.
And she's 7'3" now. So Jesus, she, like, right, she's not bulky. Careful, she'd be fucking going on the Ozempic. She's an absolute weapon. Like, the noise of her when she's drinking her bottle. She's like, just trying to get it into her.
It's bulking season.
She is fat and sassy. She's fucking great. Like,
She's so chill. Jen FaceTimed me when I was in Mexico, which was bonkers, by the way.
Mm. Yeah,
no one ever calls me.
I know. Yeah, I just did because I was like, I haven't seen Carla in a while. I was watching Safe Haven. I was having an emotional day, so I just FaceTimed.
Yeah, you were actually like, I was like, that's okay. You're postpartum.
I was like, I forgot the friend was the wife's the husband's dead wife.
I was like, okay.
I watched The Notebook after that. Guess what? Cried.
Oh, of course.
First time ever crying at The Notebook.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot.
But it wasn't at the part where they, spoiler alert, die at the end. It was because I don't like...
As old people.
I don't like the casting for the older people. But it was, at what point was it? It was like when they were like getting together finally. Do you know what I mean? Like actually, you know, Ali was like...
What's his name in it again?
Noah.
I was like, is it fucking Caleb or something? No, it's no one. Caleb's the OC.
Oh, okay.
All right.
And a quick mention, because I texted you as well about this. There was a girl, a listener at the podcast on the ward with me when I had Fia.
What a buzz. Tell me about her.
I don't want to mention names just in case she's not comfortable with that, but you know who you are. It was lovely to meet you. She was the same as me. She had a little boy at home.
Ah, cute.
And had a little girl.
Cute.
Yeah, so cute. She had like the fucking most amazing curly hair I've ever seen in my life. It was
what, the child or the woman?
The woman. Oh, she was like... first of all, she had plaits. Like, she'd come in from labour and had plaits and then took it out and her hair was just glorious. It was fucking... I was like, Jesus Christ, you could do a TikTok and people would be just like, no, that doesn't work. And you'd be like, well, that's just me. You know, she just has that hair. Like, you know what I mean? Because I was walking down to the little cafe or whatever, and she was out in the hall kind of looking around, and I was like, you're looking for the washroom? Just kind of directed her to it. And she was like, yeah, oh, loved the podcast, by the way. I was like, fuck off.
I know.
Small one.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's mad, yeah. So I know she was lovely, and she wasn't getting out. I got out on Christmas Eve, like,
am I getting in? Am I getting out?
Fucking Jesus. Yeah. So.
Who would do Santa if you
did? How would Adam cope? Earmuffs for little ears. For anybody who would let their child listen to this. But 7:15 we got out of the hospital. Because they had one person on doing discharges and they were trying to kick the whole hospital out on the same day. Trying to get people home for Christmas and stuff. So it was just, and then I just seemed to be at the bottom of the list for everything. Like even when I went in, it was a scheduled section, but by the time I had gotten around, they were like, come in at 11. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have her till 6:30. And there was like a few women before me. And then there was like, obviously, gynae surgery, and then like emergency sections and stuff. I knew there was going to be delays. But I was like last on the list. Like I had a little peek because I worked in a theatre before. I was like, where am I on the list? And then it turned out the girl that went in before me, she came in after me, but she went in before me. My sister was like, there was a girl that works with my husband, and she was the same. She had her baby at like 6 o'clock. I was just like, is her name Beep?
No.
And she was just like, yeah. I was like, bitch only came in at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
But she, they thought that I was going to need a GA because there was a note on my file to say that I felt pressure the last time. And I was like, what? And they were like, yeah, there's a really apologetic note from the surgeon saying the patient felt, like, thought that I could feel, like, the whole thing. Yeah. And I was like, no, they just asked for feedback. And I felt them rooting around, but I didn't feel, like, the surgery. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think that's what they thought I meant. So they thought, like, mine was going to be longer because I would have needed a general and, like, be put to sleep and stuff. So I think that's why I was left last.
Yeah.
And then getting discharged, I don't know why, I was kind of like one of the last as well, but I got out just in the nick of time. Adam, of course, obviously had fucking baby brain himself and went on every road with a speed bump on the way home. If anybody has had a baby, a section, you know how fucking bad that drive home is. And he made it a drive home, to say the least. I'm like, we live 5 minutes from the rotunda.
Yeah, you actually do.
We live five. Why did you go this way?
How did you find this route? Did you do this on purpose?
Went through every house on the estate. I was like, what the fuck? But he was obviously exhausted as well. He's certainly sleeping when the baby sleeps. Let me tell you that. He's taken that very literally.
Really?
He's gone back to work on Monday. I can't fucking wait to see the back of him. Is he
past already? Yeah, Jesus, it's been.
See, he had his Christmas holidays and then he had his paternity leave. So it all, like, he's been like 3 or 4, like 3.5 weeks off.
Yeah, but do you get 3 weeks for Pat now?
No, 2. Yeah.
What? I thought you got 3 weeks.
No, 2.
That's bollocks.
It's bollocks if you have to go back into hospital and stuff like that. Now, luckily, nothing like that happened this time. But but to be honest with you, I just can't wait for a bit of routine. Do you know?
Yeah, I think also because you're like, it's going to be me, so fuck off, so I can figure out what that looks
exactly.
Like.
Exactly,
yeah. You know. Like, it's not going to be you.
Yeah,
like, exactly. You know,
yeah.
How's he coping?
He's fine. Like, he's actually, like, to be honest with you, there's a little bit of me that's dreading him going back to work because he has the baby all the time that I think she's going to fucking miss him.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? That she might start kicking up mortar when he does go back to work because... Like, the few days that I've gone over to my ma's for a few hours or whatever and he hasn't been there, she has kind of kicked up, like, a little bit of mortar. I'm just like, is it me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But Bobby is so, like, active at the minute and he's the one that's going to remember this. So I'm just, like, trying to keep him entertained and, you know, be like, okay, Fia, I'm going to play with Bobby now. Do you know that kind of, because I can. Because Adam is off. So we'll just have to start juggling and see and just get real patient. You know, Bobby is great though. I have to say, like, he's one of those kids.
Real patient.
He's great with her though. I can trust him. He's not interested in picking her up or anything like that.
Okay,
so I don't need to trust.
Good.
I don't need
Thank
to
God.
Think about him like fucking yanking her out the buggy or the cart or whatever. He's so gentle with the top of her head and everything. And like the most invasive he gets is like he'll give her a boop when she's trying to go to sleep. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Do you know, he's great with her. So, and like every time she looks at him, or obviously she's blind, she can't fucking see, but he's just like, oh my God, Mab, she's looking at me. He's obsessed
with
it. Yeah. Do you know?
Cute.
He's just like, isn't she so adorable? And he is he's a great little help. Like,
that's cute.
Yeah. No, he is.
Is it a bit easier when they're opposite sex?
Maybe, yeah, because he might think there's as much competition.
As much competition rather than another little boy. He'd be like, Mom,
yeah,
what's he
exactly.
looking at?
Exactly, yeah. So, no, he's, like, so far so good.
Amy hated me.
Did she?
Oh, despised, yeah. My mum was like, she was not having a bar. Like, ignore. Like, pretend you were not there.
Jesus, I know she won't fucking leave you alone.
I know.
She's
it's mad
ringing
how that
all the time.
Works, isn't it? Mad how that happens.
Yeah, no, but she's great. Like, I have to say, like, the second time round, if anybody is in the same situation where they're like, oh, because I actually saw a post on Maz on a rant the other day, and it was like, oh, I just don't know how the fucking gonna cope with a second kid. Like, I can't imagine loving a kid but like, I've been quite open about when I first had Bobby. Now, I do think since talking to a few nurses that, you know, they kind of check in on your mental health and stuff like that, and I don't mean to compare them, but. I've kind of realised now that when I had Bobby, there was a lot of circumstantial stuff that probably got in the way as well.
Absolutely.
Like, me and Adam were living separately. COVID we were saved for a house. Yeah, it was.
You were living at home.
And I was on my own with him, basically. And he was a really colicky baby. So, like, I had said before that I didn't feel that instant connection with him. Now, obviously, that changed. And, like, I'm fucking obsessed with him. Like, I would kill or die for that child. So I couldn't be arsed making him dinner, but I'd still kill for him, you know. But when she came along, it was instant.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I think circumstances do. I mean, they change everything, but I also think the shock of being a new mum.
That's just the thing. Fuck is letting me leave a hospital with a child? Like, what the fuck? Whereas this time, I knew what to expect. I was kind of expecting the worst because of his little reflux and his little belly problems and stuff like that. So the fact that she doesn't have them and the recovery this time round was just, I knew what to expect. It was just so much easier.
Yeah.
I was like, it's nearly like she has reset me.
Yeah.
It's back to who I was before I had Bobby. Because I feel like there was a whole, like, 3 or 4 years where I was just, like, kind of lost
you
myself
a
little bit.
Figure out, though.
Whereas now I have, like, the procrastination is gone. I have a lot more motivation. I'm dying to do things. I'm dying to, like, get back into the swing of things. Like, I started construction again yesterday. Look at the state of my hands. I've been out of the game. I have a blister. Do you know what I mean?
I hate to say it, but I feel like 2024 has a different energy. I hate putting it out there, but I also like putting it out there.
I saw somebody on TikTok doing projections.
Yeah.
Do you know what a cancer's projection is?
What?
For you?
What?
Don't be fucking worrying from January to March. Ignore them. You. Right? This is you.
Okay.
Cancer.
Okay.
Okay? But after that, you're going to fly. It's going to be a mad year for you.
Oh.
You're going to get inheritance or something from your family.
I've heard it, this year's a big financial year for me, but I don't really understand that because I'm kind of like, because lots of things have changed.
Yeah.
But do you remember I told you about Lynn?
Yeah.
That is fucking lads. This is so bonkers. So loads of stuff has changed for me in the past while.
Yeah.
And I was like, not that I was like, oh God, I was like, I'd love to chat with Lynn again. Because my first reading with her went really well.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the stuff that she said has very much been like the path.
Mm-hmm.
And things that I truly, because like the last time I spoke with her was December 2020.
Yeah.
No, December 2019. Before we'd like, so the when I
oh,
met
yeah,
Lynn,
it was
before December 2019, it was before COVID.
Yeah, it was.
Because we were still in the middle of our mortgage application.
Mm-hmm.
And we were looking for houses. And I remember she was like, good luck with that.
Mad.
Yeah. And I remember she was like, it's going to take a lot longer than you ever initially thought, but it'll be your forever home.
Yeah.
And now what we're looking at will be our forever home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's fucking mad. But anyway, so lots of things are going on this
year. Oh, fuck. I'm after having an epiphany.
Yeah.
She was like, a lot of stuff's going to happen for you. And it's got to do with the number 3. Bobby was 3 when all of the shit that I wanted happened.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
Anyway, but I was like,
2023 as well. Oh, fuck it. There you go.
There you go. There's a number 3. So anyway, look, I did a full episode on my actual reading years ago, because that's how long this podcast has been going wildly. And then Lynn came on and she did 2 episodes with us as well. That was like, and that wasn't to do with readings. She wasn't doing anything with us. But anyway, I've had Lynn in my brain for ages.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been like, I'd love to go and chat with Lynn again, because also I really like Lynn. She's a very calming person, very calming presence. And I don't really give a fuck if you believe her, if you don't believe her, any of that kind of stuff. I don't think those things matter as much as sometimes having a great conversation with somebody who you feel understands you a little bit does.
And it motivates you a little bit. I feel like even if you don't believe in it, if it gives you a glimmer of hope, it's a good thing. Like.
Yeah. So in my head, because there's lots going on. I'll talk a little bit more about it on the Patreon, but like loads of shit going down. So I was like, anyway, something in my brain was like, you need to chat to Liv.
Yeah.
And I've been like on that. And I think I said it to you before you left for mat leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd said it to Tom and I'd said it to my sister because my sister wanted to go to her and stuff like that. And I was like, I think I need to chat with Lynn. Well, lo and behold, fucking Lynn messages me.
Yeah.
Being like, you keep coming up in my brain. Okay. And she was like, do you want to do a reading? Because you keep coming up. Like, there's something that, like, you just keep flashing up in my head. Lads.
Fuck's sake.
Isn't that mad?
So 27th, did you say?
Yeah, I think it's end of this month. So yeah, it's not going to be for the podcast. It'll be for myself, but we'll chat about it afterwards.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah.
There you go now.
But Lynn's great. But that's what I mean. I was like, it's just something that's like, you need to chat with Lynn.
I know. I actually love it. I think she has gotten on to me in the past and she was just like, I have something that's coming up for you. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, weirdo, but okay. I'm into it.
That's so weird. What does it say?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's mad weird, man. What's going on?
Lovely. Yeah. Lovely.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, what's happened in the pop culture? I haven't been keeping up. What's going on? I asked people their bingo cards as well, so you might look at that.
You did, for stuff that's coming up this year.
Yeah. Are we going to find out who are you going to kill? Who are you going to kill off, actually? You killed off Coolio last year.
I don't know.
Maybe by the end of the episode you'll think of somebody.
Do you remember last year was Judi Dench and it didn't happen? Thank God.
No, you said Coolio.
I did say Coolio and I did kill Coolio.
I do predictable ones.
That was 2022.
Okay, yeah. I do old people. Like, I always say David Attenborough.
Yeah, yours are a little bit more
predictable. Well, and obviously happy. Fucking not predictable because they never die.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Like, Coolio was such a random one
that
and you did
so
it.
That was so random, but that's it came through. And I did talk with Lynn about it too, and she was like, you just got a little premonition there. And she was like, you're a little witchy poo. I was like,
you are a little witchy poo.
I am a little witchy poo.
Hocus pocus.
Sorry, some of the predictions are hilarious because so many people were like, Hailey and Justin Bieber either divorcing or having a baby. I was like,
I mean,
I was like, okay.
The spectrum is always broad.
But it's also real, like, something's going to happen with them. Yeah, I'd say so. They're married. They've been married a while, so.
But wasn't there this thing of last year, September, like, he was officially 5 years in America with her citizenship and stuff
like this.
So people
are
Yeah.
I think Kylie and Timothy are going to get engaged.
Timothy Petamanene.
I don't think they'll get married, but I think they're going to get engaged. 100%.
Still so weird.
So weird. Did you see them at the Golden Globes?
It was the Golden Globes or one of them. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I said Grammys. Yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
What did you think about the bad lip reading?
It's so funny.
So funny. So if you haven't seen this, apparently Selena Gomez went over to Taylor Swift and I cannot remember the name of the other girl because I've never seen her before. She's beautiful. And you can see her say to Taylor, apparently people.
Allegedly.
People who can decipher the lip reading codes and all that.
There's so many people on TikTok that do that.
Yeah, but it is pretty odd. When you see it, you're like, oh yeah, that's definitely what she said. Mm-hmm. She said, I asked for a photo and she said no. She said that to Taylor. And Taylor goes, Timothy? And Selena nods her head and goes, yeah. And then the girls all go, So it looks like she went over to Timothy, asked for a photo, and Kylie said, you're not getting a photo with her. Now, loads of people were like, oh my God, stay to that. But you also have to remember that Selena, with that whole eyebrow lamination and I'm being bullied. Let me bring this back. Earlier in the year, I think it was around February, Selena came off social media for the umpteenth time because she felt like she was being bullied by Kylie and Hailey because they were ripping the piss out of her on a live, I think, or on a FaceTime. They shared the FaceTime to their own stories where they were like talking about, I think Selena had said something like, oh, my eyebrow lamination is fucked up. And I think they were like, oh, look at my eyebrows. They're fucked up or something like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, something stupid. Selena then very much came out and was like, I cannot hack this mean girl bullying behavior. I'm coming off social for my own mental health. And everybody was like, fuck them hoes. Mm-hmm. Basically, they were like deuces up to those two girls. Mad shit was happening. Now, obviously, over the years, there's been like, what are they called? Selenators? Whatever the fuck they're called. And then the Beliebers all want Selena, and like nobody want, like Justin and Selena do not want to be together, but my God, their fans do.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that's all that matters to some people. So there's been all that shite going on for years. Now, I have issues with this for a couple of reasons. I don't think it was very mature of Kylie or Hailey to go on and do that, because I think no matter what, you are a celeb. You don't have to, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
But also you're not clever enough to make it sly.
Yeah, I know.
You're literally like rubbing your brows as if to be like, like, yeah, you know, that kind of way. I'm like, wow, if you had an ounce of brain between the two of you, you wouldn't have done that. But then second of all, Selena is somebody who, is she the second most followed person on social media? Yeah, Ronaldo's the first. She is the second most followers.
Yeah.
Both Kylie and Hailey lost a lot of followers. Who gives a fuck at social media?
Nobody fucking cares, nobody cares, Sean.
But what I thought was super interesting, and this is something that has come up time and time again, is that when people were asking her to speak out about the genocide, she put up a post basically saying, yeah, I'm coming off social media again because what is a post going to do to help?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, like,
second most followed woman in the world.
Why are you...
second most followed woman in the world. Yeah. What is a post? As the reporters and journalists of Gaza keep telling us, put pressure on, share,
it's the
show.
Awareness is all you can
awareness
really do.
Awareness is all you can do.
Mm-hmm.
It's how they're using stuff that people are sharing on social media, mm-hmm, in a lot of the court appeals at the moment. Like,
yeah,
are we serious with that one?
Yeah.
And then a lot of people came out. Yeah. We did talk about it at the time, but I do think it's really important to kind of re-remind, because, like, when we're talking about celebrities and we're talking about celebrity culture, we're just talking about exactly like the then and the now. And these are all allegedly, and you can go and look into it yourself and you can go and look at other things. We have been hammered before by people,
mm-hmm,
for just literally stating,
well, something that's happened.
Something that's happened.
Yeah, yeah.
literally just
yeah,
reading out things that have happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think it's important to keep bringing it up. I do, like, again, there was a lot of people that looked into it and they were like, well, a lot of rare beauty investors are Zionists and this, that and the other and blah, mm-hmm, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, then like, and this is where we come back to this conversation that me and you had. I think it was, I think end of November. Yeah, it was around the time of the riots,
mm-hmm,
where how rich is too, like, so you're so rich, you're so unbelievably rich, and all these people, Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber, Kylie Jenner, Selena Gomez, fucking the whole crew, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, all of them, mm-hmm, are unbearably wealthy.
Yeah.
And they all have their fingers in a ton of pies. And my issue is when they are making decisions around their greed for more.
Trying to keep their sponsors
keep
their and all that.
Trying
happy
to keep their sponsorships,
yeah, yeah,
trying to keep all that other kind of stuff. Because, like, when it comes to a genocide, it is pretty black and white in my eyes.
Yeah.
And then again, that's in my eyes, and it's a really complicated issue and all those other kind of things, yeah. But there is an actual literal description of genocide.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where we're at right now.
I know.
So that's kind of where I have my bugbear when it comes to Selena. A post won't help, but a post did help when you went against Kylie and Hailey. Interesting.
Yeah.
You did want to put up a post about those two and quote-unquote destroy a lot of their income and a quote-unquote whatever. But when it comes to maybe you having to maybe take a little bit of a knock...
Mm-hmm.
Because at this point in time, like, celebrities still do get investors, and even if those Zionist investors pulled out, I'm pretty sure Selena Gomez could go and find some other ones.
I don't think it would be even if she didn't, it's like
she could probably self-funded at this point,
she'd be comfortable.
And this is my thing, I'm kind of like, how rich is too rich? Just like when Beyonce and Taylor wouldn't pull the movies from Israel, just like, you know, we could keep going and going and going, and I'm, yeah, like, there's just so many decisions being made by people, and no matter what, they do have influence and they do have power. It all seems stupid and silly, but we've literally been told,
mm-hmm,
by the media, by the journalists of Palestine, by everybody working around the genocide, that these things are helping.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no point turning around going, what's a post gonna do? You've just, yeah, been told that it does help.
And I mean, like...
Second most followed woman on Instagram.
There's so many, I would say, like, in America specifically, mm, where the education probably isn't as broad as, mm-hmm, other countries. And that's where your main influence is.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the likes of Amy Schumer and what she's doing and all that kind of thing. Like, It would be fucking invaluable. And the amount of people that I've seen change their opinion, especially in America, where they're like, actually, I didn't fucking have a clue what was going on until all of the awareness online. Like, in front of your eyes, it's fucking telling you.
But I also think that, like, these people, like, look at Cynthia Nixon. She was on The View and she very much came out and was like,
fuck yous.
Yeah, but she also did it in an eloquent way where I don't think people could kind of get at her. Because she was like,
wasn't aggressive about it. No, she wasn't. Yeah.
She was like, I'm just not sitting here and watching them bomb children. It's just not like she, like, as a very plain overview of it. And I think it's really fucked up how we have to keep bringing it back to the children. Because I'm
it's the only way people can relate.
It's the only way that people will actually pay attention, which is really fucked up. Because I'm like, a life is a life. Like, whether you turn 18 or not.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy to me, but okay. And this is one of the, like, people like Selena and Hailey and fucking the crew, they have so much power behind them. They have the best publicists in the world. They have the best everything. If you wanted to make a statement that was going to be leaning, but not piss too many people, you know, there was a way. You have the money and the access to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
You can literally do anything you want, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Literally anything you
want. You say that, but then Kylie did it. She made a fucking mess of her one.
What one?
Kylie.
Oh, God, yeah. No, but that was because obviously that wasn't checked. But I'm like, if you really wanted, like, if the pressure was on, you were like, right, I need to do something or I feel a certain way. Just like Taylor Swift did in her fucking Miss Americana documentary.
Yeah.
And again, I have said this a million times. When it there's lots of people, and I've had great conversations with loads of Swifties being like, yeah, I'm a Swiftie till I die, but her ethics do.
They're questionable.
And that's all I'm, like, I'm not being like, fuck Taylor Swift and this, that and the other and fuck Selena and all that other kind of crap. I'm like, no, but, like, sometimes you do have to look at a person in power and be like,
it's perfect. Okay to criticize them. You don't need to cancel them altogether. Yeah. Like, it's all right. Yeah,
and
I think
you're allowed to criticize your fave. Yeah, I'm really sorry to be out there and say that, but you're allowed to criticize your fave.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I really feel like you should.
Yeah.
When it comes to these kind of situations.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that all happened. Then Timothy came out saying that's not what was said. Selena came out saying that's not what was said. I can't remember what her excuse was that she'd said instead. But I'm like, so this year was the first year that instead of going to adverts, the Golden Globes just, like, did a roaming camera.
Ah.
Oh. And that's so why it was caught. It wasn't just like, but it was like one of those things. Obviously you had your man, what's his name? Joe. I'm not even going to put your man Joe. I'm just going to call him Joe. Joe Schmo.
Joe Schmo? I don't know who you're talking about.
The guy who did the commentary or the hosting. The guy who hosts the Golden Globes.
I
oh my God, Jen, with the terrible, terrible jokes.
No.
Oh my God, Jen. They were so embarrassing.
Fill me in.
Oh, Jen. It was like mortifying. And again, like, kept saying like really sexist jokes as well.
Ugh.
And it was like, Oppenheimer was a movie about, I can't even remember.
Oh.
Barbie was a movie about a doll with big boobies.
Yeah, I heard that. But and you then just see
the whole room's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw actually, it was a clapback, obviously. I don't know who posted it, but it was the speech that your one made about the, like, what a woman. You know, the big speech in Barbie.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, you have to be skinny, but you can't. Yeah, exactly. But it was just basically a clapback of what he. I'd heard his initial, like, comparison between the two.
Yeah.
And then it showed the whole kind of thing of that. Like the speech, and it was just like, yeah, fair, fuck off. Like, you know, it was just, oh, I don't know. And then Killian, did you see the interview between Margot and Killian?
Yeah.
That was amazing, wasn't it? The Vanity Fair one.
I don't know. She didn't kind of, like, sometimes she was asking him questions and then immediately answering them herself. I was like, maybe let him speak. Because he is very soft, like, not soft spoken, but he's very considered spoken, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
Like, if you see him in any interviews, he takes a while to kind of, like, and he's not very generous with his.
You kind of have to pull it out of him.
To pull it out of him a little bit, and that's obviously because, like, press is something that he has to do, not something that he enjoys doing.
He's, somebody said it the other day, he's not a famous actor, he's a working actor.
Exactly, yes, 100%, yeah.
He's, like, not in it for the fame or the press, he's just in it for what he likes to do, do you know what I mean? The rest of it, he could fucking give or take, like.
Yeah.
Do you know, he just wants to.
But I wonder what's going to happen at the old Oscars now.
I don't know.
And if I hear one more person called Barry Keoghan.
British actor Barry Keoghan.
British actor. One of Britain's best. Barry Keoghan? Keoghan?
Keoghan?
Sorry, I heard somebody the other day call, you know, Jacob Elordi. What did they call him? Elordi? And I was oh my God. I love it though. I love when people mispronounce things. Like, you know, I did an episode with Fionnuala and this has literally been in my brain. So I thought that movie with Michael Fassbender, sorry, not with Michael Fassbender, with Alicia Vikander and Donald Gleeson, I thought it was Ex Machina. And she was like, it's Ex Machina. And I was like, do they even say that in the film? How would I would just, I just read it like, you know,
you thought it was a podiatrist.
Yeah, true. Exactly. That's what I mean. I'm like, but it's so ghastly.
And a chiropractor.
And a chiropodist.
And a podiatrist.
Podiatrist. And you read like podiatrist.
Even the fucking argument you put up with me, you're like, no, it's podiatrist.
It reads like, no, I was trying to read it out. I was like, podiatrist? And you were like, pediatrist. And I was like, okay.
No.
I
think you still said it wrong there. Pediatrist? No.
Podiatrist. Hold on.
You were saying, oh, hang on. Well,
no.
Hang on.
See? No, exactly.
No, you were saying podiatrist. Sorry.
Podiatrist.
Oh, fuck it. Before we end, wrap up this week's episode, which is very, very fucking general. But we have two Patreon episodes to do. I have an unpopular opinion. Keeping in what I'm very much into at the minute, which is babies. It's okay to recognise that your baby might be a bit ugly.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. I was having this conversation with my friend the other day because she was saying about, like, you know, photos of kids, like, you know, the way you get, like, the newborn photos.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I want to wait until they actually have a face.
Yeah.
Because right now they're a smush.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knows what that smush looks like.
Exactly.
So it's like, but even when I look back, there's photos of me and Amy, and I'm like, who is that? They're like, that's you. And I'm like, oh.
They all look the same.
They, like.
Yeah. Like, Afia, she is a little dope, but she has her ugly moments. And, like, mm-hmm. I'm trying to veer away from judging people off their looks, but when you're a newborn, that's kind of all people go off. Do you know what I mean?
Like, they're like,
she looks like Bobby, she looks like this, she looks like that. And it's all about her looks. And, like, I've already mentioned, she might need to go on Ozempic. You know, like, it is all about the appearance when you're that age. But, like, I was talking to my neighbours who had a baby in March,
mm-hmm.
March last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of seen me for the first time since I had Fia. And they were like, oh, she's so cute, like the picture or whatever. And she was just like, oh, it was so, the mammy, like, she was like, it's so funny when the hormones wear off. She was like, I looked at a picture of her little girl the other day. It was stuck on the fridge. She was like, obviously the hormones had left me system. She was like, I fucking pissed myself laughing. She looked like Ricky Gervais. Oh. And she's like, at the time, you're just like, aren't you the most beautiful girl in the world? Like, you know, that kind of thing. And you do. But she does have her ugly moments. Like, sometimes she looks like she's going to box the fucking head off me. Sometimes she looks like your man out of Homeland. Last night, I was doing knife aids and I lost focus for a minute. She started morphing into fucking Voldemort. Like, she does have her ugly moments, and that's okay. It's okay to say that.
Yeah, it's okay to not be like, this is the best looking child in the world.
She is a fucking cutie patootie, but she has her ugly moments. Sometimes when her little ears are all stuck to her head and her hair is sticking up and she has her hands up against her face and she has her fucking lips crunched in, she looks like something from the streets that boxed a fucking head off you. And I'm just like, girl, you've got a face that only a mother could love. You're very lucky I'm sitting right in front of you right now.
Because I do love you.
Yeah. And it's on Tyra Banks, do you know?
Oh my God, yeah.
Because Tyra Banks would fucking go in on you right now to stay you.
Don't let Janice Dickinson get anywhere near you. I saw one of those things the other day. Again, she was a size 10, I think. And they were like, you're a plus size model.
Oh, stop.
You're going to have to be a plus size model. I was like, oh my God. Why did we consume this when we were growing up?
It's crazy.
And I also used to think how fucked up it was that Tyra would only ever put one plus size girl in.
For diversity.
For quote unquote diversity. They would never win.
Yeah, yeah.
And then eventually I think enough people were like, why do you keep putting in the token...
Exactly, I was going to say the token
plus size bird, And then criticizing them for, you know, like, it was so random. It was like never the same critique. Also, do you remember some of the photos that they pick? And they'd be like, okay, there was better photos in there than with one eye half closed. And I know it was for ratings, and I know it was for like a bit of drama.
It's for TV.
But like, I do wonder how they decided who was going to win in those situations. Mm.
They kind of know from the outset, don't they?
Yeah, they've just like, they pick someone as they kind of edit
it. Same
with
X Factor and the likes. Because they all get scouted.
Yeah, true.
Do you know?
Very, very true.
I would love somebody to do that. I know. Has there ever been like a documentary or a deep dive into how these things were actually, are people out of their NDAs kind of?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, sure. Rebecca Ferguson and all are out of their NDAs and they're doing that whole thing, aren't they?
Yeah, I kind of lost interest in her now. She just didn't stop.
Me too.
On Twitter, I was like, oh, just stop.
Yeah.
Like, go. I want to see a play by play documentary. Their Twitter's too hard to follow. Just stop. Please.
Also, just while, I don't know why it came to my brain there, but I'm just going to say it on this episode rather than whatever. The Eurovision, our thing, is coming up soon. End of the month.
Okay. So we'll have to. Right. Okay.
So the Irish pick is coming up for the end of the month.
Lovely.
Six different acts.
We'll have to do a very pointed episode towards.
It'll be on the late late. Can't wait.
Can't wait. Fucking so excited. Yeah. Oh yeah, no, it's kitschy. I love it. It's kitschy, it's cheesy. We love it.
We
absolutely love it. Right, well, we're gonna go and record our Patreon. You're gonna add something to Stomper of the Week.
I will.
We obviously, our gear is still fucked, so we can't play it on here. We get banned in loads of countries anyway, so it's probably a good thing. Thanks a million for listening. We hope you enjoyed, and we will talk to you next week. Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.